and welcome to Home Baked Tales. My name is Cressa, and thank you for joining me today for Ronaldo. This is the second book for the first book download, The Episode Journey. The difference with this book is that Ronaldo is narrating now. Snuggle up for Ronaldo. The sequel to The Journey, Ronaldo. The story of two brave children on a mission. This morning, when I got out of bed, I had a feeling that something was going to happen. Suddenly, I heard footsteps in the hall. Was it Journey? I leapt out of bed, and sure enough, there was Journey. She was standing right outside of my dorm room door. She blushed. Ronaldo, she told me, I have a question. You know the wizard mission paper I spotted last month? Yeah, I said, remembering the night we had crashed in the hallway. Well, you know how it said we could do the quests in pairs? Yeah, I lied. Well, could you do one with me? Journey looked pleadingly at me. I shrugged. Sure, I answered. Great, said Journey. I'll sign us up right away. I quickly dressed. I wonder what a quest could be like, I thought. After a short breakfast of French toast, I hurried to my first class. Journey and I are together. Journey tugged on my shirt collar. We got in, she whispered. The teacher snapped her fingers. Attention, please, she said. My friend and I immediately put our attention back up on the blackboard as the teacher explained the different types of wands and what they do. Next class is my favorite class. It's where we can turn our animal, or as the teacher says, our test subject, into a glass of water. Trust me, it's fun. My owl, or test subject, doesn't think so, though. After school hours that day, I met with Journey. She told me we should probably see what our quest would be. Okay, I told her. I didn't want it to be too scary. We walked to the information desk. Yes, said the witch behind the table. We were just wondering what her quest would be. Journey answered. Names, said the witch. This is Ronaldo and I'm Journey, said, well, Journey. Let me see, said the witch, stroking her chin. It looks like there. Your quest is to go down under the school. Find out who started it in the first place. The witch looked up from the sheet and smiled. Enjoy your day, she said. My stomach started feeling queasy. Find out who started the school? How did we do that? Would there be a gravestone down there or something? I grabbed Journey's hand, but it was no comfort, for it was trembling too. Then she pulled away and ran to pet Rosie, her cat. That gave me an idea of how to get underground. Our pets, we need to take them. They could protect us. Not caring, I was in the girls' dorm. I ran to get Journey. Journey, Journey, I panted breathlessly. Our pets, they are what can protect us from whatever's down there. A grin spread across my friend's face. Great thinking, Ron. She blushed when she realized what she'd called me. I pulled her to her feet, Rosie sprinting to keep up with her owner. I dashed into the boys' dorm to get Hedwig, my owl. I grabbed her cage and dashed out of the room. Suddenly, Draco Malfoy, the school bully, caught me by the shirt collar. I stopped dead in my tracks. There was no use in fighting with this guy. Hey, where are you going so fast? He asked. Wizard mission, I said, trying to sound cheerful, though all I felt was pure terror. Draco lifted me up in the air. You can sign up any time, I told him. He sent me down and said, home and shrimp and his girlfriend mission. It's Journey, said Journey, angry. Bubbling inside her like a volcano about to erupt. And he is not my boyfriend. Draco Malfoy started walking away. Oh, all right, shrimp, he said, whispering the last part under his breath, which smells horrible. I sprinted through the hallway so Malfoy wouldn't come back. I put my hands against the wall trying to catch my breath. Journey, I said, can Rosie burn a hole in the wall? I'm planning to go in a tube. It'll get dark when we're underneath the school, which is when Hedwig will pack us out of the pipe. I know my plan sounds crazy, but I think it'll work. Journey high-fived me. Let's go, Team Journal, though. I chuckled out the team name, but said, great name, bestie. Burn, commanded Journey, and sure enough, Rosie shot out a fireball. Pow, there was a hole. We all stepped inside it, and I commanded Hedwig, heal! Sure enough, there's no more hole. Rosie burned again, and we got into a ginormous pipe. Hedwig healed. Someone must have turned on a sink, because there we were, speeding down a pipe at 200 miles per hour, never knowing where we'd end up. After 5 minutes, the dark seemed to get darker. We must be under the school, right? Peck, I commanded my pet owl. Unfortunately, she wasn't fast enough. Ahead there was whirring. Was this pipe leading to where I thought it was leading? Yes. Yes, it was. The water sanitation department. Journey screamed. Rosie burned, but the pipe was too thick. Hedwig pecked harder than ever. I did the only thing I knew would work. I pulled my wand out of my pocket and said, Sefioko! Great idea, Ron, said Journey. Though it was dark, I knew she blushed. The water rocketed back up the pipes. We were back. Burn, I commanded. Rosie, whiz, the ball of heat zoomed past my face. Out we snapped. Bright lights flashed. They called the police. I didn't know we were gone for that long. The principal looked at us, then the smoldering wall, then back at us. He frowned and led us to our dormitories. I was unhappy. I could tell Journey was sad, too. What a bad idea of mine. I lay down. Soon I was fast asleep. When I woke up, it was 12 o'clock. Everyone was sleeping. Everyone was still. Everything was silent. I crept into Journey's dorm. I lay down next to her. This movement made her shift. I softly cleared my throat. I nudged her slightly. Suddenly, she jumped up, grabbing her wand. Protectioko! She shouted. I grabbed her. Shh, Journey, I whispered. She instantly relaxed. I was just thinking that we should plot how to get under the school and complete the mission, I told her. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Journey whispered back to me. There's a time limit to the quest. How many more days do we have? I asked nervously. Oh, about 3, my bestie said. Let's get to it, I said. We crept into Mr. Walsh's morphing classroom, my favorite class, and sat down. Suddenly, there was a clap of thunder. Boom! Why do we have to have iron gates and an iron sign above our door? The lightning hit us! Journey screamed. Everybody woke up. The school shook. It was on fire! Heat engulfed me. The door was being burned. Horosinoko, I shouted. That made a hole in the wall. Journey and I stepped in and closed up the wall. We would have to wait here. I thought about our pets and how we'd miss them. I took a step back. Then another. My back foot stepped into a hole. In I fell. Ronaldo, Journey gasped. The wall caught on fire and she jumped back after me. I felt an aching pain and soreness, also a pang of hunger. Illuminato, Journey said. This sure was one way to get into the school. I rubbed my head and sat up. A bright light met my eyes. Thanks, Journey, I said. She stood over me. She peered behind me. A gravestone. I had hit my head on a gravestone. I scrambled to my feet and looked down. Whoever this was must have started the school. I peered at the letters, but all I could make up was H-A-R space 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 P-O space space, 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 R. Look, Journey, I said. Some letters have faded away. Journey knelt beside me. She said. Let's look around here. This looks like an office. Illuminato, I said. With double the light, it was easier to see. Journey picked up a wand. Look, my friend called me over. It must be the person. I searched the bookshelf and found a book about wands. I dashed over. With this book on wands, we can see what wand that is. And maybe some famous wizard has it, I said. I started flipping through the book. Finally, I found a wand that matches the one Journey found. It said there's no particular name of the wand, but that it was made with unicorn hair. Who has a wand with unicorn hair? I took a few books from my bag with stories about witches and wizards. Journey and I spent hours poring over them, but still didn't find any name with the letters H, A, R, P, or O. I asked Journey whether we should search the office again or not. She shrugged. Could be a good idea, she said, and handed me a pack of Cheez-Its, which I accepted gratefully due to skipping dinner. I looked around the room, and I saw something, a door. There must be another room to this office. Journey, look, I pointed. She ran to the door and scrambled for the doorknob. The door was locked, completely stuck, utterly jammed. I frowned. How would we open it? Our wands were too wide to fit in the keyhole, too thick to fit under the door, and if you're wondering why can't you cast a spell, then well, the door seemed to be enchanted, not letting anyone in. I pounded on the door, wishing Rosie was here to burn the door down. Journey tapped my shoulder. It's not getting us anywhere, Buster, she smiled. How about we look at a book of spells and try to figure out which spell that one is and how to undo it. I stood up sheepishly. Much better plan, I know, I said. I rummaged through a door. I felt something hard. I pulled it out. It wasn't a book of spells, but something even better. A notebook. The owner of the school's notebook. My mouth went dry. Journey, I stammered. Look at this. Journey ran over. Ron, she whispered. You're awesome. She shook it from me, and together we started reading. Good thing I love to read. The pages were yellow, the cover fading, but it was still understandable. Here are a few of the important letters. Dear Boldore, thank you for building my school. Still in good shape. Sincerely, H, little triangle at the top, RRY, space POT, space R. Yes, we got a few more letters, but a few had faded away. Journey grabbed a Sharpie from her bag and filled the newly discovered letters onto the tombstone. Journey opened her book bag and pulled out a few more wizard novels. Why couldn't we read these earlier, I asked. Because now I'm tired. Because when you brought out your books, I totally forgot about mine. Journey said, and she handed me a book. Ugh, I just want to sleep. Good old Journey did, too. I picked up a book and started to read. 5 hours later, or so it felt like it, Journey put her book down. Are we done reading yet? I asked. Journey shook her head. I just was about to start my third one, she said. The second she picked up her book, she gasped. Ron, we just may have found our answer, she said. Hands trembling, she faced the book towards me. The title was Harry Potter. I gulped. I snatched the Sharpie from Journey's pack and ran to the headstone. I added on the letters. Journey, I can't believe this, I said. Journey nodded her head. Me either, she replied. The next question is, how do we get up? Journey continued. I shrugged. Guess I didn't think about that, I said. I started to search the room for a ladder. Ladder, ladder, on the wall. Where are you? I chanted, slipping out of verse. Journey looked at me and then seemed to understand. She walked around the room. She felt along the wall. She was feeling for secret compartments. Why hadn't I thought of that? Suddenly, Journey shouted, aha! I ran over. Journey, what is it? I asked. I found a compartment, she replied. She and I started to pull. The door to the compartment didn't budge. It was locked. Geez, this guy is overprotective, Journey said. I pulled out my wand. I could try a few spells, I said. Unlucky, oh, I yelled. Didn't budge. Okay, here goes another. Let the knuckle, I said. The door still didn't move an inch. It's not working, I told Journey. She started to search the office. What are you looking for, I asked. A key, Journey said, keeping it short and sweet. She rummaged around in the drawer I had found the notebook in. She pulled something out, a brass object. The key. She ran to the compartment. She put the key into a keyhole. She turned it one way, then the other. Click. It fit. Journey opened the door. A ladder sprang out with a loud pop. I started to climb. Journey started after me. The warm afternoon sun met my face, blinding me. I felt happy to be out of that hole until I remembered the fate of the school. The principal spotted us climbing up and grabbed our arms. You're alive, he said. Harry Potter, I said. That's who started the school. Mr. Pott grinned. First kids to figure it out, Principal Pott said. He handed us our animals. They were alive. Phew, and said, we've sent all the students home. Hurry, the bus is waiting, and hustled us away. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Ronaldo. Where did you think the pipe would lead? This week's vocabulary word is unearth. That means to discover or reveal something that was previously hidden. Ronaldo and Journey unearthed the secret that it was Harry Potter's office they stumbled into. Before we close, I have a joke. What do you call it when a mouth does many things at the same time? He's doing them simultaneously. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next time.